It is the biggest business story for decades. And the gremlins have decided to try and undermine us. But we will not be defeated. We will not be overcome. We will tell it all, as you need to understand, because it is one of the biggest and most important stories of the year. It really is. Or maybe of the decade. Maybe of the century so far, as far as the South African resources sector is concerned. Broke late last night, a bid by one of the world's biggest mining companies for another one. Both have got strong connections to South Africa. Australia's BHP Group, which about 20 years ago took over the now long-forgotten Glencore, now wants to buy, of course, Anglo American. But it wants to get rid of Anglo's South African businesses first. The Mineral Resources Minister, Gwede Mantashe, is not supportive. And some investors are saying the offer's way too low to be taken seriously. There's only one person upon whom we can call to give us context and understanding of this, and that is the editor of MiningMax.com. His name is David Mackay, and he also has deep experience in South Africa's very, very interesting resources sector. If this does go ahead, David, it's going to be absolutely enormous, isn't it?
Business, but also I think it could usher in, looking to the future, period of feverish M&A. I mean, that's the feeling that with this there may be more, and with that I guess the assumption is that some of the equities will start to look a little bit full. So in terms of the cycle, it'll give us a good indication of where we are, if this goes forward or not. But like you say, I mean, very important for those listed subsidiaries of Anglo's, Amplats and Kumba. I think the worry there, and the reason that Mantashe is against the deal, as you described, is that it leaves those companies very vulnerable. I mean, they do rely upon the balance sheets of the parent company, and as standalone companies, they may find cost of capital quite high and quite difficult to do certain projects. And then I just think for South Africa as a whole, just sort of looking internally at this, I mean, Anglo is, as it's been described to me today quite elegantly, as a convener of business in South Africa, very broadly, not just in mining, and also is able to leverage third-party finance for various projects and so on and so forth. So, you know, a lot of ramifications for South Africa. I must stress, though, let's not get ahead of the process. This is a proposal. It's a what about it? It's not an offer yet. We'll know by May 22nd, which is the cutoff date.
Okay. Now, this is all of this is important, and absolutely by not by a country mile is this a done deal. It is a statement of intent, however, by BHP Group to Anglo American. Anglo American, which has not covered itself in glory in recent years and is in the process of its own internal restructuring at the moment. And I see some investors today saying, well, if Anglo's wants to stay independent, it's really going to have to justify to its investors why they should back the Anglo team and not the BHP team.
Yeah, I think it's interesting the way this story has gotten out. It's also important to say that this proposal has been with Anglo's board for about 9 days already. It was obviously leaked into the press today by BHP, to try and sort of get a bit of wider reception as to, you know, as to how people think about it, how shareholders would think about it and the market in general. Interestingly, there's a Wall Street Journal article that says that Anglo has already opened discussions with potential parties on selling the beers. Again, I imagine that's probably been leaked into the market by Anglo American in order to say, you know, we've actually got our own process in place. And I think that will be Anglo's defense on this. They'll defend on value. They'll say it's too cheap in terms of what's being put on the table by BHP. But they'll also say, hey, we're doing this ourselves. You know, we're already looking at De Beers. Likely it could get spun off now, sold. But then also, why stop there if you're going to defend this and say, you know, we as Anglo can do this better than BHP? Then I suppose you've got to turn your gaze on Amplats and Kumba. I don't think Anglo would have necessarily wanted to spin those out, but in the context of what BHP, its hand might be forced.
Yeah, there are just so many moving parts to this particular transaction. Yeah. What, to your mind, has made Anglo vulnerable?
Oh, look, I mean, there was a correction in terms of, well, a crash in terms of platinum group metal prices, which put pressure on the business. And then Kumba didn't get underperformed based on the railing issues that we have in South Africa. They also did run into copper production problems at some of its South American assets, which caused a bit of a reduction in production guidance that always scares the market. And then I just think, you know, with the moving on of Mark Cutifani and the new guy, Duncan Wormblad, in place, there's always that adjustment of what's the new guy like? Does he command the same authority? He started a restructuring process internally, sort of decentralized the organization, tried to cut costs out of it. Normal type of business renewal process in place, but it always creates a bit of uncertainty. I think the combination of those things has probably, provided the opportunity to BHP. I also think, though, that this says a lot about where the copper market is going. I mean, those are the assets that BHP really wants out of Anglo. It wants its South American copper assets and other base metals. And I think that tells us quite a lot about where the copper market is heading. And I think it's a call on that by BHP.
It's interesting, isn't it? The sort of the industrial revolution, the third industrial revolution, metal, copper, which made communication possible and connected the world, is the fourth industrial revolution, metal as well, because it makes the technologies that are going to drive the metals that are going to drive the technologies that much more relevant once again. What do we read into BHP's aversion to the South African asset? So the Kumba asset to the platinum assets and to De Beers. This isn't a we don't like South Africa bid. This is a we don't like the bits that are in South Africa bid, is my interpretation. What's yours?
I think they don't like South Africa. I mean, they've made that fairly plain when BHP was restructuring, when it dropped the BHP Billiton identity and became BHP, and it demerged South 32, a lot of the South African assets were in that. They don't like the risk. They don't like the trajectory in terms of policy and so on. We know all the issues, and so do they. And I think it's very much a call on that, and that's a sad indictment on us, I guess, on our government. But that's the name of the game.
Big investors in this, the sort of people, the sort of companies and the sort of entities that will have a say in this, are global asset managers, global owners of Anglo-American, who, if they like the price, will say, yes, we want this deal to go ahead. Amongst those big investors is the biggest, and that is the Public Investment Corporation, which manages money on behalf of the Government Employees Pension Fund. So government has got some leverage there. It can have some influence there. Can it stop it in any way from a regulatory perspective if this is a deal that shareholders want to happen?
I'm not sure what the South African register is. I've got to absolutely confess. Potentially, they could be a swing vote in this. But it'll be interesting. I mean, one of the other aspects that might come out of this is that now that BHP's kind of played its hand in regard to Anglo, it might shake out other potential bids.
Exactly.
Now, the PIC, might be against, an Australian interloper stepping in. But would it be, I'm just saying, would it be against a Chinese offer coming in, given, South Africa's
associated?
Well, it'll be interesting to see how the government sort of plays its hand on that particular front. No, but I think the PAC will vote against this. It's not in the interests of South Africa whatsoever, for reasons stated. We might get Glencore stepping in. It's got less antitrust issues in terms of a takeover of Anglo. You might potentially get Rio Tinto, valued lower but a better balance sheet. Might step into the fray. It's why I love mining. I'm addicted to the sector. So I'll stop talking.
No, but It's got all of the, you couldn't write a Hollywood script on this sort of stuff. I mean, this is the stuff of boardroom battles. This is the stuff of high stakes deal making. It has got all of the elements of high drama to it and with very real world consequences, Dave Mackay. And that's the issue here. This could significantly undermine South Africa's status as a global mining center if Anglo American was to disappear off the board, if it's small mining companies were to be left independent. In other words, the Anglo Platinums, the Kumbas and the De Beers of the world, or vulnerable to other takeover. And I think the ANC's big panic here, and maybe government's big panic, and maybe South Africa's big panic, is the outflow of capital. And that would be a big concern here as well. The mere fact that, you know, Anglos is so important and so interwoven in our economy is a big and important part of this conversation.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't put it better myself. And also against the backdrop of a general election, about 9 days after this, we'll know either way if BHP is coming in for Anglo. That will be the backdrop. So we shall see. It is a great diminishment. I mean, I think the mining sector in South Africa generally is under a lot of pressure, quite singularly for the fact that the resources aren't being renewed. And a lot of the projects that we do see are brownfield projects on assets with sunk capital. So the risk is fairly low. You know, extension, sort of what we call in mining LIFEX projects. There's not a lot of money going into new mines or the discovery of new resources. And that's the lifeblood of any mining sector. Without that, you're not growing. You're fading away. And so coupled with that, to lose, you know, something as massive as Anglo on the skyline of the South African corporate landscape, you know, it really would be a significant blow. Let's see. I think a large part of this also might be driven by management ego. I mean, for want of a better phrase, I mean, Duncan Wumplett might say, now, I'm the best person to run this. And he's got a project, a fertilizer project in Yorkshire. It's really his project. He might argue, we are the best company to develop that. I don't want to see this project be sidelined. And so I think that will be a factor as well.
Fascinating as always. David Mackay, thank you for bringing your deep experience and wisdom on South Africa's mining sector. Been covering it for a long time. And thank you very much for your contribution this evening on The Money Show. He was on holiday. We took him out of it. David Mackay from MiningMux.com.